I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey guys, I'm Teresa Caputo. Most of you might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people even call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. I can remember seeing my first soul, or what I call spirit, at the age of 4. And throughout my entire life, I always just thought everyone felt and saw the same things that I was sensing and feeling. To me, communicating with spirit was what I considered to be normal. Spirit can be the soul of a loved one, an angel, or even a spirit guide. I mostly talk to the souls of the people who were here in the physical world, but sometimes I speak to other forms of spirit too. All spirit loves, protects, and guides us from heaven, or what some might even call the other side. Look, my job is just to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they're safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. In these unprecedented times, I believe that my gift is more important than ever. Through this podcast and the use of video chat, I'm going to connect guests with the souls of their departed loved ones and give them the peace that they've been searching for. Listen, I never know what's going to happen when I channel spirit. All I know is that I am so super excited for this opportunity to be able to share my gift with people from all over the world. And not just those who might be lucky enough to bump into me at the grocery store, appear on my TV show, or come to one of my live shows. This is not just about delivering messages with levity and love. It's also about providing people with the tools to help them move forward with their lives in a positive way. I'm so excited for you all to hear the very first episode of Hey Spirit and to meet my lovely guest today, Desiree, from Saskatchewan, Canada. Desiree is dealing with something no parent should have to go through, the tragic loss of her son. There's no way to truly heal from something like that, but I think you'll all agree that her reading is a testament to both her strength and resilience and to the love she and her son still share.
My name is Desiree, and I live in Saskatchewan, Canada. My best friend Melissa has been a big fan for years, and she wrote into the show for me because we recently lost our teenage son. She wrote in and then got a reply to do a reading with Teresa. Jaden was, oh man, people attached themselves to him. He was beautiful, and he was tall and athletic, and he was an honor student. I never had to worry about him academically. He lived to help people. I had him out of college, and it was me and him against the world. And then I met my husband, and we started a beautiful family, and he was the big brother I always knew he was going to be. He just had a light about him that just shone from everywhere. So when I lost Jaden, I lost a part of myself. I have two beautiful children and a beautiful husband, but losing Jaden was losing the first of my everything. He was the first love of my life. He was the first of everything. He taught me how to be a mom, and I felt incomplete and broken. Just there's a huge void. It's very empty. Yeah. I don't know who I am anymore, but now I have to find my new grounding and figure out where I go from here. What I'm hoping for today is just to connect with my loved ones, and I just look forward to whatever this is going to bring.
So I guess you're familiar with what I do.
Oh, big fan. Yeah.
So know that all of the messages are for healing purposes, to help you to embrace life, knowing that your loved ones are still with you, loving and guiding, and most importantly, protecting you from the other side. I want to start off by saying I'm going to, because I'm assuming this is your son that's departed.
Yeah.
Okay. He keeps going like this to me, the sign of the cross, which means that his soul is safe and at peace with God. If your son's soul was not with God, he would not be able to channel through me. I would not be able to feel what it is that you need to hear. Do you understand that?
Yes. Yeah.
Completely jumping right in and being like, look, no worries, no fears, Mom. I'm here. My soul is here. And he just said to me, and I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. Thank you.
So I don't know how to interpret this. Your son showed me eagle wings. So when spirit shows me an eagle and eagle wings, that's my symbol for, someone might be able to specifically connect with eagles, but it's my symbol for where a soul is free. A soul is free. And he says, Mom, I don't feel that your son's gone that long. Is that correct?
No. Maybe
newly departed for me is within 2 years. Okay. He made me feel that he, for in a very long time, he sees in himself what you always saw.
Yeah.
He says, and I want you to know that you did always make me feel safe. You always did make me feel special, loved, and more importantly, Mom, important.
I tried.
You did. Your son says, Mom, I want to take responsibility for my departure. Now, what that means is that it doesn't mean that someone necessarily took their own life on purpose. What it means is that they take responsibility for their actions, sometimes non-actions, that cause or attributed to his passing, letting you know that you are not responsible. Even though you're his mom, you did everything that you could to love, honor, and protect him.
Yeah.
You are wearing his thumbprint or something.
Yeah, like right here I got, and it has his ashes, and then
is a picture.
Yeah.
Perfect. Because he wanted to tell me that he was cremated and all that. I said, well, you should have waited. He goes, I was just so excited and I needed my mom to calm down because she was afraid that I wasn't going to show up. So I'm going to say this to you, Desiree, not on my dime. Not on my dime. He wouldn't have showed up.
Yeah.
Your son says he's so like, I feel like he changed right before my eyes. I feel like he grew up so much. So I don't know how to interpret that to you. Usually spirit will show me that if they died as an infant. But for him, he says, please tell my mom how much I've grown.
Since like after or like,
yeah.
You
know what? I feel like in general.
Wow.
It's however you need to connect with that, because I've never had this before. I don't even know what to say. You know, I don't have a meaning for it. So it's really validating for you that if that's how you visualize or like you saw the growth in him. And I'm going to say this. Did he have ups and downs in his life?
Big time. Yeah.
So this is why the eagle was so important, that freeing. You understand that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it was like he got to the top. You felt like he was at the top of this mountain. Everything was going to be okay.
Yeah.
And then he says, and then before you knew it, I was gone.
Yeah.
He says, there's no way that you would have known that I was going to pass. I don't know if it was a gut instinct that you were like, you know what? Something's wrong. Something's not right. But he looks good. Hey, see, right? Whatever it is. But
I knew what was going on in his life. I knew. Yeah.
But he's taken responsibility for placing himself in those situations. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I'm going to interpret it this way for you, because I've never had it this way. Let's hypothetically say we have children and they get to a certain age and they're grown-ups and they know everything and we know nothing as parents. We were never that age before, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you might notice the type of people they're hanging out with, what they're doing. And you're like, you know what? This doesn't fit. But what are you going to do? Right?
Oh, you're so on the money. Holy man. Yeah.
And all you did the right thing. He always knew that that front door was open. You were always there for him. This is why he takes responsibility.
Well, he told me to trust him when it came to her. Sorry. Like, he just told me to trust him.
But do you see what he's saying? My responsibility, my choices.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had this before, Desiree, where I've had a child say to their mom, our kids get older, they go out, they do their thing. And as parents, we sometimes have to sit back and not say a word, right? Because they have to make their own choices and decisions. He says, but this is the thing about my mom, Teresa. She always respected me. She not always agreed with my choices, but she respected me and she trusted me. She had faith in me. And this is why it's important. Is this why your son made that grand entrance in the beginning? I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. Right? And it's almost like I feel like, in a sense, your son, his soul was so much older than who he was here in the physical world. Such an old soul. I felt like at times we can say, you know what? My son taught me some lessons. And yeah. I learned so much from him.
He taught me how to be a mom.
Yeah. And he said, in a damn good one. A damn good mom.
Yeah.
He said, she let me do things, Teresa. I don't know if it, like, it was with his hair or whatever it was, because it was like I saw like a mohawk, a long tail, like color and shade. And
yeah, that's exactly what I did. He had a mohawk in grade two. And he dyed his hair blue 2 years ago for hockey. And when he would sweat in hockey, it was like blue dye would come down his face.
Amazing. Amazing. But how amazing is that to him to validate, to say, don't you ever, ever, ever second guess you being a mom. You are the best mom for me.
Oh, I feel like I failed him.
Do you believe in heaven? Because your son just said, please tell my mom that when I got to heaven, I thanked God for picking her to be my mom. So when you say, I failed him, your son says, mom, I want you to remember my words of me telling you that I take responsibility for my actions and my choices. He says, were they stupid?
Yeah.
You could say that. He says, but I chose that. You didn't. And he says, I need you to, how do I say this? Forgive.
Oh, God.
What spirit typically means with forgiveness is to look at a situation. Because I just said to your son, I kind of argued with him a little bit, Desiree. I said, how am I going to say this to your mom? I'm going to say this. I feel that your son takes responsibility for his passing, but I don't know if you feel someone was responsible, involved, encouraged him. I don't know what it is, but he says, I need you to do this for you, because all of that anger, all of that blame, that I'll use that word, hate.
Oh, yeah.
He says, Teresa, all of those things is not what my mom is made of.
No.
This is what my death is changing my mom's soul. He says, I can't have that. So the forgiveness is for you, Desiree, not for anyone else.
Oh my God, you're so amazing, Teresa.
Honestly, Desiree, I'm not amazing. Your son is amazing. There is no way in God's earth that I would know any of this, correct?
Right.
How would I know any of this? This is the work of your son's soul giving you what you need. And I'm going to repeat his words, to give my mom her life back, because I was my mom's life. And now I'm gone. She needs to continue to have that purpose so she can live a full life and know that she can't be with me right now.
We'll be reunited though. Like, yes. Well, eventually.
Not now.
Yeah.
You understand that?
Yeah.
Because I know what that means.
Yeah.
So your son's soul will be there to greet you when the time comes, but not now.
Yeah, I know what that means.
And that's all I care about. You understand that? This is not about anything else. This is about your son acknowledging your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, giving you the amazing gift of peace and healing. Listen, your soul right now, Desiree, is like a kaleidoscope. You know when you look at a kaleidoscope and it's all broken and it's laying flat, but if you spin fast enough, all those broken chips at the bottom become something. So he says, I need you, Mom, to let me help you put your soul back together.
Aww.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, Estro Control makes it easier to manage PMS. So Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month, and that just isn't fair. Estro Control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout.
He goes, are you at your work, at your job?
Yeah, I'm at the shop, yeah.
Oh, he goes, tell my mom, where's my big picture that she's supposed to hang up there? Were you going to hang up something in memory of him?
Oh my God, I have like a shrine on the wall over here. I've been asking him to send me angel wings, and I found this angel wing thing that just before you called, we were going to hang up the angel wings up on his shrine. Yeah, weird.
Perfect. Validating that your son's soul is there with you. This is what this is about, giving you the strength and the courage to move forward in a more positive light. Because there's a part of me, Desiree, that your son is making me feel like you're doing your part. You're putting on that brave face every day. You're brave and you're strong, but you're all broken, and like that kaleidoscope inside.
Yeah.
And he says, it's okay. Are you like afraid that people are going to ask about him?
Yeah, because of how he died.
So this is what I tell people. You should be celebrating your son. Don't let anybody take that away from you. Somebody says to you, oh, I'm sorry. If you say, oh, I lost my son. Oh, how did your son pass? You know what? My son passed tragically. Fair enough. 100% correct. My son died unexpectedly. However you want to say it. But I know that his soul is at peace. He gives me signs every day. And then share something amazing about your son. Maybe when he was a child, Did he used to ride a bike or a skateboard or something, or do like...
He was starting to do like BMX tricks and we were souping up his BMX. Yeah.
Perfect. Share something about that. How he liked to play hockey, how he dyed his hair blue and when he would sweat. Share that with him. Look at the smile your son just brought to your face. That is why I do what I do. The great gift of laughter. This is the moment. Did you just get like a chill or like a warmth?
Yeah, a warm. Yeah.
Know that that was your son's soul that just moved through you to validate his presence. And this is why I do what I do. Your son just gave you the ability to feel the sadness, the sorrow, the loss, and the grief of losing your son. And then in the next moment, he gave you the gift of laughter. So know that every time you smile, every time you laugh, know that your son's soul is right beside you doing the same exact thing.
Oh, yay. Thank you. Yeah.
He says, and mom, don't be afraid to talk about me. Is his birthday coming up or his anniversary?
Actually, his 16th birthday is today.
Oh, my God. You just gave me the chills.
He would have been 16 today and he died June 20th, 2019.
Okay.
So we died a month after his 15th birthday.
Today is his birthday?
Yeah, he would have been 16.
Okay. Are we allowed to curse on a podcast? Holy fucking shit. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but I just did.
Yeah.
That is insane. Now your son is yelling. He's going, I've been showing you primary color balloons this whole reading and you didn't say it. You didn't say it. I go, well, I'm glad I beat your mother to it. So I'm going to say this to you today. Maybe call up a couple of friends. Say, you know what? I don't know, 7 o'clock?
Actually, I have people tonight? Meeting me at my house after this. Yeah, and there's people coming over tonight for a fire. Yeah.
Perfect. Whatever it is, he's showing me that you were going to celebrate him today. And maybe was this the moment that you were saying, what am I going to say to these people today? What do I say? You could talk about this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. His cousin's waiting to hear from me, his person. Yeah.
Aw. So now you'll be able to share positive, happy, beautiful messages from your son today.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah.
He also says to me, he wants to talk about the dream. So did you have something where you were sleeping and you maybe saw him for a split second and then he went away?
I woke up, yeah.
And then he was gone and you were like, shoot, is he mad at me? Why did he leave? Right?
Yeah.
I want to explain a couple of things to you. First, as a medium, I don't dream of my loved ones that have passed. I don't connect with them in that way. So when we dream and we see them vividly, I don't care if it's for a split second, if you have a conversation, if you're hugging and embracing, the important thing is for that one moment, you saw him and he was okay, right? Had that smile
beautiful,
on his face.
Yeah.
That's how he wants you to remember him. That's how he looks in heaven. Know that that was a visitation, not easy to do. And more importantly, it's funny. He goes, you know, Teresa says, that's what my mom says. Show me. I want to see you. I want to see you. He goes, and what do? I show myself to her and she gets scared and she starts screaming. He goes, what am I supposed to do?
You know what? I think I see him all the time here. I see him in my peripheral.
I was
and
just
I
talking.
He's not there.
That is spirit. Sometimes we'll see like a shadow or we think we feel someone standing behind us and we turn around. There's literally nobody or nothing there. That is the souls of your loved ones.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Is him and his papa together?
Oh, I heard. Yeah, he had me write yes. It's so interesting. So he had wrote, I always point to the picture, but he had me write yes. I don't know if you could see that.
Yeah.
I doodle as I write. There was a dad on the other side. But there's also a mom. Who's the mom that's departed?
Oh, that's my grandma.
So know that they're all together on the other side?
Oh, yes.
Now, this is your son's biological dad. Is that correct?
On the other side?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's my dad.
Oh, your dad. Because your dad looked at him and said, you were the greatest gift to us. So I interpreted that was his. I saw it was a father figure. But you understand that?
Yes, that was his boy. Yeah, they were best friends. Yeah.
Your dad says to you, I am sorry, Des, for what you have endured.
Oh, yeah.
He says, I wish I could have understood more and saw things differently.
Oh, wow.
And he says, Teresa, he said, the reason why I needed to say to my grandson that he was the greatest gift was because he is a part of my daughter. And she was my greatest gift. He said, so as we saved each other's life with births, he says, through death, we are going to save your life. So there is the full circle, Desiree, of your reading. Your son thanking you, right, in the beginning, and saying to me, Teresa, please help me to give my mom her life back. Your dad making the statement of, through birth, we all saved each other. But now through death, we're saving her.
Oh, I miss them so bad.
Your son says, Mom, I'm sorry you feel so alone.
Oh, I do.
That everyone has, some people deserted you. That's how you feel. Disappointed you? Can we use that term, maybe?
I've let go of a lot of people since Jaden died. I'm not the same person I was before
and
he died.
You know what? You might never be. You deserve to find a new you. The day you lost your son, you lost everything, right? You lost everything. But your son chose me.
I don't know how I'm supposed to live with those images, though.
Yeah. That's the hardest. So those, remember what your son was talking about, the replacing of the same way. If we were afraid if someone's going to ask us about our son, how he gave you those tools to do that. We can try this. You're going to have those visions. But remember, that was just his physical body. You understand that? And he says, and then I need you to flip that coin around and then replace it with the image of me with a mohawk or my hair blue, whatever it may be, right? That is the first step in trying to heal from a loss. It's okay to have these feelings and these emotions and even those bad days of where you want to sit, you don't want to come out of the house and you want to beat yourself up and you don't want to talk to anybody. You can have that, but just for one moment. Allow yourself to feel that. And then we have our little, forgive me for saying it this way, the pity party, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's have the pity party, but then we're going to pack it up the next day and we're going to take a big step and we're going to move forward. And then maybe then we'll do something. Maybe we'll go out and we'll release a balloon in memory of him. Maybe we'll call up one of his friends.
They've actually all been calling me this week. It's quite sweet. Like the real friends, the real people.
Right. Death does a funny thing to people. It's kind of like money. You know how money changes people?
Yeah.
It can become ugly. Same thing with death and grief, especially with children. Fair enough?
Yeah.
People don't know how to react. Their own maybe burdens or guilts or whatever it may be. Maybe someone saying, if I was there that night, this never would have happened, right?
Yeah.
Whatever it is, everyone is left with a different emotion with the loss of your son. And the only thing that we all have in common is that we lost the same person. And sometimes, yes, it was your son. But sometimes people aren't strong enough to be like, hey, Desiree, I'm so sorry. I just wanted you to know that I'm thinking of him today. Let's try this. Say there's a friend of his and you keep thinking about them. And you're like, I can't believe I haven't heard from them. Let's pick up the phone or the great thing today, texting. Hey, I was thinking of Jaden and I was thinking of you today. I just wanted to reach out and, you know, see how you were doing. That just might be that little bit of an icebreaker where it can open up a whole. People don't know what to say to you.
Yeah.
People don't know what to say to someone, especially when they lose a child or when they lose someone in the way that your son died. Are they afraid? It's amazing. Some people say, well, I didn't want to say anything because what if she was having a good day? I didn't want to bring it up.
Everybody says that. Like I cry every day.
Yeah. And you know what, Desiree, you might cry every single day for the rest of your life. So what?
Yeah.
That's fine. That's your right. But that doesn't mean that people still shouldn't reach out.
Yeah.
There's a little thing that I like to call our Jiminy Cricket, our little gut instinct, right? That makes us want to think and makes us want to do things, or why people pop in our heads for a reason. Look, is it fair enough to say that you do think of certain friends of your son's out of nowhere?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that your son's way of saying, hey, mom, you both need each other?
His best friend made me his godmom and his sister. So I went at Christmas time and they both wanted me to be their godmom because they were really close with Jaden. Yeah. Oh, man.
When you think of someone, pick up the phone, send a text. Hey, just checking in, thinking of you and Jaden. You know, like put it already out there. Like you're already put Jaden out there. People like kind of tiptoe around it, right? They want to beat around it a little bit, right? They kind of tiptoe, right?
Yeah.
So put it out there. Beat them to it. Be like, hey, just thinking of you and Jaden. You know, I was thinking of Jaden and thought of you today. Just wanted to say hi, see how you were doing. I have good days. I have bad days. But you know what? I'm going to make the best day today. Your son just showed me you carving his name in something.
He has a tree. Yeah. Oh, wow. His friends carved his initials into his tree at the park by his school he went to.
Perfect.
And they do it every summer, actually, now. Yeah.
Perfect. What an amazing way of your son to validate. With every message they have me deliver, they have to validate it with something unique. What a beautiful way of your son validating not only his presence, but more importantly, that he gave you exactly what you needed today.
Yeah.
I've never said to someone before, call up some spirits, never done that to me before. But this is what you needed. This is your son. This is your son saying, Mom, we can't be together right now. My soul hasn't left you. I'm still with you. I know what you're feeling. I know what you're going through. Maybe this will help. You know what? Maybe you try it now. Maybe you try it 6 months from now. Maybe you try it next year. Whenever you feel the time is right.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid not to. He goes, can you also tell my mom one more thing? I go, what? He's like, tell her it's okay to go out with people. You're afraid because you don't want to then, what if I cry? What if I get upset? So say I'm your friend and I'm like, Desiree, let's go out and let's get a cup of coffee at Starbucks. And you're like, Teresa, I will get a cup of coffee with you at Starbucks. I only have an hour because you don't want to, right?
Yeah.
Just be prepared. If I cry, I'm apologizing in advance.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like what I've learned sometimes with grief, and especially when people are afraid, if they're always crying and they're afraid they don't want to upset their friends or whatever, it's the same thing with anxiety. If we put it out there, like we're already letting everyone know, listen, I might be crying today. I'm not having a great day. I'm very sensitive, so I might cry. Okay, so what? So you cry. I'll give you a tissue. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's the same thing because I learned that through my anxieties. I wouldn't do things because I was afraid I was going to have an anxiety attack. So I missed out on all of this stuff. So I've learned through grief, it's the same thing. Fear is the most horrific emotion to carry because it holds us back from so much. So what we're going to do is we're going to release the fear and embrace the faith.
Yes, I can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't talk about tattoos because I see you have tattoos. And that's one of my number one rules, that if I see something, I can't talk about it because your son keeps talking about the mural that you have in memory of him.
Yeah. I have like a whole wall at the shop here. Yeah. He was actually going to start apprenticing to be a tattoo artist the summer he passed away. Yeah. Last summer, my husband was going to teach him. It was going to be his first job at a tattoo shop. Like, how cool would that be to be 15 and work at a tattoo shop? For his final art project, he did a tattoo on fake skin, on silicone, and handed it in. And so we have it framed and hanging up here.
Perfect.
Can you just tell him something for me?
You can, but you're going to tell him.
Oh, just tell him that his bug loves him and she misses him. I'm just supposed to say that for her.
That's fine. Is that like his sister?
Oh, yes, that's like his cousin.
Same soul like that. Perfect.
Yeah. She's really struggling. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Everyone's going to. And you know what? I think that's the first thing that we have to realize, that you're going to grieve his loss for the rest of your life. You're going to miss him every day, but it's how we choose to move forward what is going to make the world of a difference. Look, I don't want you to think for 1 minute, Desiree, that this is easy for me. This is the hardest thing that I have to do, is to channel your beautiful son and to tell you to embrace life with happiness and joy. It is the hardest thing that I have to do. But your son is like, made me feel like, but this is all we have. I want my life to be, I want to live it through my mom. I want my mom to continue my dreams, and she still can live for me.
Oh, I feel sick all of a sudden. Wow. Yeah.
Because that's hard, right?
Yeah.
It's hard because you don't even want to think about moving forward, moving on with your life without. It's almost like we just want everything just to stay still.
Yeah.
Let it just stay still. I think your son just really validated also for me as well. I think it's important. He wants me to share this with you. He's taught me something today. And that's not easy to do because this is what I do for a living, right?
Yeah.
But the way that he had me speak to you, had me dig deep then within my soul to share things about myself with you,
yeah,
was absolutely incredible. And that validates his soul. And thanking you for loving, honoring, and respecting him the way that he needed to be in this physical world. I just want to say this one thing, and I don't know what this is. Your son made me feel like he was bullied or something.
Yes.
And it was almost like, I keep seeing this. I don't even know, is this even a correct thing to say? Do you remember a couple of months back, somebody was saying this thing would pop up on our computer and tell kids to kill themselves?
Yeah.
I don't know what this is. So I don't know, is this connected to one, how he died, or what the result of him dying was through bullying, or?
Am I allowed to tell you?
Oh, you could do whatever you want. That's up to you. But he said it to me from the very beginning. And I felt like there was something different about it, and I couldn't put my finger on it. I don't know what this is.
I didn't see it because he played hockey and he was just the love of my life. And I knew it. A mom has a gut feeling. And he'd be like, trust me, mom. Trust me, mom. You don't understand. Just trust me. It cost me my son because I trusted him. I know everything now. So yeah, he died by suicide.
But you felt as if he was murdered.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I did.
I completely now understand why he kept saying earlier, I take responsibility. We need to have this forgiveness. Again, not easy for me to say, but you have enough that has destroyed you. You cannot let that person continue to now destroy you. So that's why he's taking it. And I'm saying to him, how am I going to say this? And he's like, just say it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Just take it. Just put it to the side. Let's just move it to the side so we can heal this and this. This is always going to be this.
That makes so much sense. Yeah. That makes so much sense.
So that's why he was insisting on certain things and why it was important for him to have me say that. He says, please tell my mom, Teresa, to please continue to speak out for children that are being bullied. He says, mom, this can be something that we can do together. I will guide you. So are you going to do this foundation in memory of him or in honor of him about kids speaking up? Is there like a book? I know the month of May is Mental Awareness Month. So I've been just encouraging people, if you are struggling, please seek professional help. If what you're doing is not working. So he's comparing it to that. So is there a specific time that you want to speak?
No, but my best friend had a sweater made in honor of him and we sell them now.
Oh,
And it has Jaden's picture. And on the back, it says, stop bullying, stand up, speak out, be kind. That's what I say now for him. I had these bracelets made.
Oh, what do they say?
It says, stand up, speak out, be kind. And then it says, hashtag Jaden's story. Oh. And then on the inside, you can't see it just because of the camera. It says, forever missed. I've been selling those. And then I make back what I paid so I can get more. And then we've been donating the proceeds locally around our town. He went to the youth center. So we donated the proceeds to them and they got like a night for the kids. And there's also a new mental awareness program that they're starting in Lloyd. This shook a whole community. Losing him shook a whole community. I'm now getting on board with mental health awareness. And that's what I'm scared of is when I talk about him, is that because it was suicide, people put him under the mental health right away. And I know that in the final moments, that's where he was at. But what led up to this is not
right.
Mental health. Yeah.
But when you look at it, does it really matter, Desiree, where it falls, where it lies? At the end of the day, this is what led mental games, whatever, however you want to say it, the mind was played with, was tricked, right? Was bullied, which led to other things. It's the same thing. And I think that's why he had me go through that whole thing of saying, don't be afraid. So what? You can label it whatever you want. This is what happened at the end of the day. This is what it was. We're speaking up. If you are being bullied, there is a way out besides suicide.
Yes.
There's a way out. Know that when you're doing all of this, your son soul is with you. And it's interesting. When you were saying to me on the inside of the bracelet, he said to me, forever strong.
Oh.
Forever strong.
Oh, wow.
Forever missed, but forever strong.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I miss you so bad.
Know that he says, Mom, from here on out, you and I together forever strong.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, I miss him.
So just know that every time you say that, just know that his soul is even beside you, even stronger. I just want to say to you, I want to thank you for giving me the honor and the privilege of being able to channel your son for you today. He's such a beautiful soul.
Oh, isn't he?
And I'm going to refer to it as a legacy because of you, the work that you're doing, you sharing him with us today is going to change lives. It's going to help someone that might have lost their child to bullying or to suicide. And maybe it'll get someone to look up hashtag Jaden, right? Jaden's story. And look and see and say, maybe they'll look at it and say, you know what? That's me. I'm going to tell my mom or I'm going to tell someone or I'm going to reach out for help.
And please do.
Yes, I know it. I know it because what I do is so much larger, especially with your experience today, so much bigger than this.
I feel so much lighter.
Well,
this has just been amazing.
I feel blessed to be able to have that opportunity to channel your son today. And he did a phenomenal, phenomenal job of giving peace. I almost feel silly kind of saying this, but the way that he touched so many people here, Desiree, he's going to touch so many lives because his work on the other side is helping children and being that strength for others. So
I've been contacted with other people that have been readings and Jaden has come through for them and their children. It's amazing.
So validating his work on the other side.
Oh, yes.
So continue, Desiree, to be a beautiful soul.
Thank
and
you.
A wonderful friend, wife, and mother. Know that with every breath that you take, your son is extremely proud of you.
Oh, I try. I really try. Oh, I miss him so bad. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. His brothers miss him. Oh, yeah.
One day at a time. One step at a time. All the readings are hard. There is no easy reading. But the thing that I found incredible about Jaden was how he was then being like the parent, telling his mom, you know what, mom, this is what you need to do. I even lost it during that reading. I couldn't even, but what happens is when I become emotional in a reading, it's because they're getting to a spot in my soul that I need to keep separate, my own personal thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And he just got to that part and made me feel how broken his mom is. And I just love the way that he gave her the tools through the messages and a way for me to give her the tools to heal and to move forward in somewhat in a positive light. Like she says, I'm your number one fan, Teresa, I love you. I'm looking at her saying, you're my idol. You're the reason why I do what I do. You're getting up every day. You're putting one foot forward. You're working. You're doing all of these things and you lost your son. How incredibly brave is she? Parents aren't supposed to bury their children. The way I look at it sometimes with even suicides, I will say to parents, look, it doesn't matter to me how your child died. I'm not trying to be cold or rude, but does it really matter? You have to live your life every day without your child. To me, I don't care how they died because it doesn't matter. You're living without your child. And that's what I loved about Jaden today, how he allowed her to feel all of these emotions and having her laugh and saying, but you're going to be okay. We're going to take this. I'm going to be by your side one step at a time, one day at a time.
Teresa had no idea that today was his 16th birthday. And after the reading, we went home and my best friend had organized a parade. There was probably, we figure, over 50 vehicles that came and they were all Jaden's friends, teachers, hockey buddies. Oh man, everybody was there. His gym coach, I saw his mental health counselor, everybody was there. And we stood outside in the rain with umbrellas and they brought me gifts for his brothers and there was balloons and laughter and happiness. It was amazing. And then we settled with a cake at the end of the night. I got to blow out his candles and it was an amazing, amazing day. When we started talking to Teresa, before anything could happen, Teresa had mentioned that I'm wearing his thumbprint. Couldn't even really see it. It was a necklace that I had. It was just insane. She mentioned the thumbprint. And the thumbprint, not just the fingerprint, she mentioned the thumbprint. So yeah, it was insane. Right away, there's no way I could have, no way. It was insane. Everything she talked about, there's no way she could have known any of it. Yeah, I was completely and utterly blown away. We listened to it and yeah, it was insane. It was, wow. There's no way that that could have gotten any better unless he was standing right in front of me. I felt like I got to see my son on his 16th birthday. So there's no words that can ever express exactly how I feel and the gratitude I feel for today. In the very beginning that night, I kept saying, this is my fault and this is my fault, just because as a mother, when something like that happens, you're made to save your babies. And I couldn't. That night after this happened, I felt like I failed as a mom and I blamed myself. In the reading, she talked about forgiving. That's been a word actually that I've been dealing with since that day. I have realized in a way I need to forgive myself, as opposed I thought I needed to forgive that individual that he was dating. I need to forgive myself in what I missed and what I doubted as a mother, so I can carry forward without the anger. And she said, you need to put it over here. I need to separate the personal from the message. And she really helped me see how I needed to separate the two. She asked if I didn't think this was gonna happen because he didn't come through. Well, in the old age, when you hear about someone committing suicide, you hear that they don't go to heaven. And we didn't have his service in a church because I believe in heaven, but there's way too many people. I was just scared that because he committed suicide that he wasn't going to go to heaven. And so when Teresa touched on the part that I was worried he wasn't going to be there and that if he wasn't in heaven, he wouldn't be able to connect with her. To me, that was a sense of peace that I haven't got to have since he passed away. I believe he went to heaven because he was with my dad. I strongly believe that. But it was just very, very, very nice to be, I don't even know that word, just reassured, yeah, that he is up there and that he thanked God for letting me be his mom. When Teresa said that he was going to be with me and forever, it was just reassurance that it's something I already knew because I feel him, but you get that doubt. And the fact that she said that yesterday, it's comforting. It's comforting actually knowing that her being a stranger knows that my son is going to be with me for the rest of my life. So yeah, it was peaceful. Since the reading, I have felt lighter. I feel like I've been able to smile, like really smile again for the first time. I feel way lighter, and it's just helped me to figure out easier what I'm going to do moving forward. I've actually have been thinking about starting a foundation. So when she mentioned the foundation, it was crazy because I just really wasn't sure where I should go with it. So definitely that's something I'm going to look into. He wants me to reach out. When she said, I need to talk to the children, I need to get to them, that was amazing because I wasn't really sure where I needed to go. And we have sweaters for him that say, stop bullying on the back. I will not be scared to talk about him anymore. So it's given me the strength that Jaden needed me to have to be able to do what I need to do in honor of his name now. Our kids are being too afraid. They're too afraid to talk to us. They're too afraid the technology. They go on this technology because they're too afraid to speak in person. Yeah, we need to bring a light to this. We need to stand up, speak out, and be kind and just love and teach our kids to love and to watch their tongue, right? You don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. After this reading with Teresa, I feel I have the strength of my son under me without the anger of what happened to him. After this reading, I feel confident going forward as an advocate for bullying, and I'm not afraid to speak what I have to speak so people will take me seriously. Mothers need to listen, kids need to listen, fathers need to listen, grandparents, aunts, uncles. I now feel I have the strength in me without that doubt to go forward and to carry on Jaden's name and to bring a big light.
Well, guys, there you have it. If you'd like to give me the opportunity to share my gift with you, just go to my website at teresacaputo.com. If you want to keep hearing these shows, please subscribe wherever you listen and be sure to write a review at Apple Podcasts so more people can find the show. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Audiation.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.